Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen, out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I'm very excited to say that we have a great guest today all the way from Winfield, Louisiana. Winfield High School, class of 2023, football recruit. He could play defensive end. He could play tight end. Heck, this kid could probably play receiver if he wanted to lose some weight. But his name is Jake Norsworthy. Jake, thanks for calling in from Winfield, Louisiana.
Yes, sir. No problem.
Jake, I talked to you over the summer back in June in college and told you I saw you play the last couple of years. You've been playing since you were very young at Winfield High School. And tell everybody what it was like to put on a varsity uniform and have to go in at the age of 15 and get reps as early as a sophomore. You started playing a lot.
Yes, sir. You just got to be bought into it. I was young. I was a freshman when I first started my first game. But I was really determined for it. I worked hard for it. And before you know it, I was out there starting.
And I want to share this about Jake. He's a big kid, and he's still growing. And you were big when you started out as a freshman, but you were way over 6'1" as a freshman. And tell everybody what you are now. I know you're close to at least almost 6'5", right?
Yes, sir. I'm around 6'5", 215 pounds, but I ended my last season, my junior year, I ended the season being around same height, but I was 190. So I gained about 25 pounds in this offseason.
Yeah, you got stronger and bigger. You play DN. You play some offense tight.
Yes, sir.
You can move, man. What impresses me about you is that you've got great feet. You're long, and you can easily weigh 250 pounds one day in a college program. And
yes, sir. That's the goal.
Yeah. What do you like most about football? Tell everybody, Jake. What do you like most about the game?
I like being physical. I love hitting people. That's my favorite thing about it.
You just threw out something.
I don't think nothing beats that.
Colleges love hearing that.
Yes, sir.
What do you like to defend the most as a defensive end? Is it the pass or the run, or what do you enjoy most?
I like going to get the quarterback.
Pass rusher, man.
You know,
I want to tell people that are listening to you, I mean, you can move. I mean, you're a guy that you look heavier. I mean, because when you wear your uniform, you look like you're about 230, 240. And you're lean and long. We're going to take a break when we come back. I'm going to ask Jake about, his teammates. I'm asking him about some of the teams they've played this year, his coach. And I'm going to throw out some famous people, Jake, from Winfield. I did a whole list before the show.
Yes, sir.
There's been a lot of great players come out of Winfield High School.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to talk about that, too. We'll be right back with more of Jake Norsworthy, the tight end, defensive end, at Winfield High School, class of 223. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Our guest today is a young man that I think is one of the sleeper defensive ends in the state. I think he can be a tight end, too. 6'5", 200 and let's say 220 by the time the season's over. Could weigh 250 easy. Can run. I mean, this kid runs a 4.8, 4.7, and in college probably could get faster than that once he gets in a weight room, college weight room. I want to thank some sponsors real quick. Gage, who's been with us for many years. Appreciate them being a part of our show. Also, John Harvey Toyota in Bossier City and Shreveport. Gros Savon around Lake Charles. You got to book your fishing or hunting trip or Echo tour. Also, Medine's Collision Center. Great people. And the Bug Man. We appreciate Paul Solvant and the Bug Man. But getting back to Jake, tell us about some of the teams y'all played so far this year and what it's been like so far this year for Winfield.
We got a pretty tough schedule, you know, starting off the season with 5A Pineville and Alexandria. We beat them, and then second game, Caldwell. That was a wake-up call, I think. It was closer. Yeah. And then now we're just looking for the next opponent.
Yeah, Caldwell is – They got a lot of talent, a lot of skill, a lot of good linemen at that school.
Yes, sir.
People don't realize how good Caldwell is as a football team.
They really impressed me this year. I'll give credit to them because they were a lot physical and this year than they were last year. I know that, and they wanted to win. I could tell by the way they were playing.
And also, Jake, Pineville's got some big kids. They got big guys.
Oh yeah, they got a big roster too.
Yeah, a lot.
But I think they're a really young team. I think in the next 2 years they're gonna be pretty good because they're gonna have a big senior class.
You won't have to play them though. You'll be in college somewhere.
Yeah, sir.
I want to mention famous people to go to Winfield. It's the only high school that's had three governors of the state of Louisiana: Huey Long, Earl Long, and Oscar Allen. Three governors went to Winfield High School. P.J. Brown played in the NBA for basketball, Winfield High School. Alonzo Moore, Nebraska receiver, not long ago. D.J. Chark actually went to Winfield.
Yes, sir.
Who's with the Detroit Lions. I want to say Jacksonville, but he's Detroit now. But we're going to continue to throw names out. Many great players to come out of Winfield.
I don't forget Anthony Thomas, too.
Oh, no, I'm getting
Michigan
to him.
Running back. Okay.
Oh, I'm going to get to him, but but there's a bunch of them, and I can't believe you – well, I can believe, but that was way before you were born, huh?
Yes, sir, it was.
We're going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to have more of our guests from Winfield High School, Jake Norsworthy, who's a defensive end, and I think he can be a tight end for college. Very athletic, 6'5", over 220 pounds, playing at 215 right now, but be about 220, 230 as a college freshman. We'll be right back. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medin's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Welcome back to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkine. Our guest is Winfield High School, class of 223, Jake Norsworthy, who's one of the sleepers of the state and in North Louisiana. And Jake, you made our all North Louisiana team in the preview magazine, and I put you as a tight end because I told you that that's a spot that we had an opening, and it shows how athletic you are.
Yes, sir.
What did you think about that when you saw the all Louisiana team this August?
You know, I wouldn't say I'm proud of myself because I'm never satisfied, but I think that was a big step for me. And I'm going to just keep on working to achieve bigger and better goals. But I think that was a really big step to get my name out there, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. I put you on there because of seeing you play at Winfield the last 2 years. I saw you sophomore and junior years, and I'm like, man, who is that kid? That kid can play. But – speaking of your team, what do you think of your coach, Coach Watson, at Winfield?
I think he's a really good coach. You know, he's always there pumping up our guys, getting us ready all week for the game. You know, we all love Coach Watson. He's all, you need somebody to talk to, he's there for you. You know, he's that kind of coach you want.
Yeah, he's full of energy, too, talking to him on the phone. He's always trying to do what he can to help Winfield win. And Jay's been coaching there. I know I've been talking to him back to 19, you know, when he came in at Winfield. Other famous people, speaking of bringing it up, you had brought it up. I'm surprised you knew, but I know he's probably all over the walls at Winfield. But Anthony A. Train Thomas.
Yes, sir.
Running back, Winfield was 6'2", 230 coming out of high school, went to Michigan. And was an All-American A-Train from Winfield High School. Also, Jeffrey Dale was an All-American at LSU, a DB. Tommy Campbell, a center, went to LSU, was All-Conference. And former head coach at Winfield High School, Lynn Bankston, was All-Conference at Louisiana Tech. For some trivia there. We're going to keep throwing them out. I got even more names. We're going to take a break. Don't go anywhere. And we're going to come back with our guest, one of the top players in the state, I think, Jake Norsworthy, who's at Winfield High School. We'll be right back.
What does that bug man do?
Not only do we do pest control, we do
odor control, bat removal, moisture control, rodents, and of course, bed bug control. Give the bug man a call. We get them before they get you.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Our guest is Jake Norsworthy, a defensive end, tight end at Winfield, 6'5". Depending on what week, 215, 220. Great kid. Talk about, Jake, your teammates. I mean, you got a few guys on that team that are – you've got some talent. You got a linebacker that's a huge kid that's been playing for 4 years by your side. Talk about that big linebacker on your team that's your on defense with you.
Yes, sir. Number 20, Alex Adams. He's actually been out for two games now. He has mono, but we should have him back this week. But we got about 18 seniors on the team, and we got a big senior class, and all of them pretty much start. And all of our players have bought in. Like every Monday for practice, we're all pumped up, ready to go. Get better.
You talk about some of the running backs. Y'all got some good running backs on this team and receivers. And y'all got a couple of talented guys on offense right now. Talk about some of those guys.
Yes, sir. Our wing back, number 6, Trey Starks. Number 25, Micah Simmons. And number 4, KD is what we're calling. But, yeah, they're pretty good. Trey, number 6, he's got some wheels on him. And I left out somebody. Number 2, KO. He can fly.
Yeah. Yeah, those are some great players. I saw Trey's. He's actually a pretty thick kid. He's what 190, 185. He's strong too for a skill guy.
Yes, sir.
Want to talk about who do you like growing up? I think I asked you this summer, but growing up, who was your school or two that you really loved watching growing up as a kid? Colleges.
LSU.
What is it you like about LSU? What as a kid growing up, you just watched them a lot, or you always liked them?
It just runs in the family. LSU has always been big in the family. I just grew up watching them.
Who's a bigger LSU fan, your mom or dad?
Probably my dad. Honestly, I don't know. It's about the same. I couldn't tell you that. That's a horrible. Probably, I don't know. They're both pretty big LSU fans.
And you told me your
dad. I have to say who's the biggest. It's probably me.
There you go. For Tiger fans hearing. And you told me your dad played football back in the day. He was pretty good, your dad.
Yes, sir. He was pretty good. I don't know much about him playing, but
yeah, and
talk
about your mom. You said she was a cheerleader back in the day, too.
Yes, sir, she was.
And so they were all involved in sports. You're both your parents.
Oh, yeah, my sports runs in the family.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with Jake Norsworthy, who's at Winfield High School. It's a name that, look, he's a diamond in the rough. This kid's 6'5", all a 6'5", 215, 220. He's going to weigh about 250 in a year in college in a weight room. He can run. He's long. He's going to, when he weighs 250, he's still going to be lean, and he's a good kid. He's mean. And he goes all out. We'll be right back with more Jake Norsworthy from Winfield High School. Gros Savon Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savon Lodge has fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and echo tours located south of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Give them a call at 337-598-2357. That number to call again is 337-598-2357, and have the time of your life. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Burkeen, your host, and our guest is Jake Norsworthy, the defensive end for Winfield in North Louisiana, Winfield High School. Throwing out some more names here, Jake, from your school. Currently, I know you know this guy, but Rasheed Lyles is currently a D-tackle for Louisiana Tech.
Oh, yes, sir.
I watched Rasheed. He's a pretty good player, 6'2", what about 290?
Oh yeah, he's gotten big in this off season. We actually, me and him did some off season work this summer. But he's a really good guy, and we're all proud of him.
Yeah, he went to a junior college before Tech, and now he's doing really good. I saw him on TV the other day making tackles. Ricky Chapman played at LSU, was a linebacker, starter at LSU. Antonio Robinson, I wrote about him back in the early 2000s, went to LSU, Northwestern State. Michael Patterson went to LSU, was a linebacker. Just go on and on and on. There were several players signed D1 scholarships back in the 70s and 60s and 50s. And the tradition, what is it like when you see the walls in the gym or at the football office of all the former alumni? What do you think, Jake, when you see all those former players?
They just set the tone, I think. We all look up to them. I mean, that's a big step for them. And that just motivates us to set the standards.
You ever met Anthony A-Train Thomas? Have you ever met him?
I've never met him, no sir. I wish.
Maybe they'll retire his jersey and bring him back, and he can come out there and get y'all pumped before one of the games soon.
Oh, yeah. That'd be amazing. We'd all load up.
So who was the toughest team you played last year, you think? Was there a team that stuck out to you the last year or two that say, oh, man, they're really good?
The toughest team is probably Manny.
The run game.
I would have to say.
Their run game's real, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I'd have to say their defense is real.
And
They got a really good defense, and they've went to state the past 3 or 4 years.
How good do you think Tackett Curtis is, their linebacker quarterback? He's a good player, isn't he?
I think he's a really good player, but I think mostly what stands out about him is that he's a really hard worker, and you can't take that from him. He's a real hard worker.
And that's what people don't realize sometimes with mm-hmm. kids, huh, Jake? They don't realize
no,
the work y'all put in the offseason.
No, sir.
You want to talk about your position coach at Winfield, your defensive line coach? Give him some plug here.
Yes, sir. My tight ends coach, Michael Chesney.
Okay.
He's been working with me. He's new here. This is his first year coaching.
Okay.
And then our D line coach, Coach Barnett. They're all really good. They know what they're talking about. They're always putting us to work. Really good coaches.
What do you think of the fans at Winfield? All the good people that come out on Friday night or Thursday night, and what's it like running out on the field on Fridays mostly for Winfield? What's it like to hear those fans?
Oh, it feels amazing to have all them people behind your back. I love our fan base, and what I've realized this last year is we've had so much more Winfield people come to our games that like. It's such a big difference. Now that we're winning more, we hosted our first home playoff game in a long time, and we won. And you just see all the fans just come out more. And even on the road, they come out.
Brings energy, so, huh? Brings you a lot of energy to play.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think you need to work on? The last question I have for you before you go to college, what do you think you need to work on the most?
Well, the number one thing I think is to put weight on me, but I don't think that's going to be a problem. I think that's going to be pretty simple to put weight on me because I eat a lot. But I'd have to say my speed and my route running.
And what about one more question? What do you think you would like to major in college for school? Like a major? Do you have something that you're thinking about?
You know, I've been thinking about that a lot lately, but it's probably going to be business. Okay. But I might change my mind. You never know. I still got a while to then.
Well, when you get in college, remember, you can go on an internship your junior year. You might be with us, you know, as an intern. You never know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, wherever you go to college, whether it's Louisiana Tech or LSU or wherever, in the end, because you keep working hard. You keep doing what you're doing. You got a lot of season left. Y'all going to be in the playoffs, it looks like, and a lot of people are going to notice your talents this year because this is your year to show them what you have, and I think that's going to work out for you in the end. Jake, I appreciate you being with us today all the way from Winfield, and really think you got a chance to be a really good football player in college, and just keep working hard. And look, best of luck to you in Winfield High School.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, don't hang up yet. I want to tell everybody that from Winfield that we have the team preview in our preview magazine. Like you're talking about Starks and some of the other players on the team. A lot of guys on that team are previewed in the magazine. All 300 schools, go to LAFootballMagazine.com to get a copy. North Magazine, and then we have the South Magazine, and we have a digital copy you can get. But we'll see everybody really soon. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.